Dillingham's downtown streets won't see repairs for another year. The Dillingham Downtown Road Rehabilitation Project has been postponed until the summer of 2019 because acquiring right-of-way for the project is taking longer than expected. It was originally supposed to take place in the summer of 2017. This is the second year that the project has been delayed because the Alaska Department of Transportation has not yet acquired right-of-way, which involves identifying which properties will be affected by construction and negotiating with the owners. The project has been in the planning stages since at least 2005. Aaron Hughes is the Department of Transportation project manager.
We're still in the process of acquiring the right-of-way for the project. We're hoping that gets wrapped up here pretty soon, and we'll be finishing up the design here this summer. The project is roughly 95% designed. We're just going back and making sure the design meets our current standards and kind of button it up for project advertising.
The project will repair sections of Main Street, 2nd Avenue, and D Street. The plan includes a complete reconstruction of the road, new sidewalks and pathways around the loop, and a new storm drain system. Hugh says that complications in acquiring the right-of-way have delayed the projected timeline.
It depends on which property you're trying to acquire. It's kind of an unknown factor for us to predict. It's taken longer than I would have hoped, but we keep pushing along as much as we can. We see the light at the end of the tunnel, so hopefully it'll be wrapped up here pretty soon.
A Department of Transportation memo from 2005 says that the original right-of-way acquisition for the streets was not filed correctly, and that the Dillingham Streets project would have to address these errors before beginning new construction. This complicates the current acquisition process. Errors in the 1984 acquisition include the original right-of-way layout and a failure to record easements in the state recorder's office. Dillingham City Manager Todd Larson says that the current right-of-way acquisition has also been held up by confusion over property ownership.
I know that they're trying to clear one area that was actually hard to identify who actually owned the property. They've been having difficulty with trying to figure that out, so it's going through the court system. It's down on Main Street. It's out around the front of Bristol.
He was referring to the Bristol Express. Some of Dillingham's most dilapidated streets are not included in the downtown rehabilitation project. Larson says that the city has yet to reach a decision on what to do about those streets under current budget restrictions.
Especially the ones up around the post office and coming up towards the high school. I mean, they failed. We're trying to figure out a way to get through till next summer, but like the patching and things is, if we did that would be a lot of money put into a street that we're going to hopefully tear up in the next year now.
Larson says the city is juggling two areas of funding regarding Dillingham's street repairs. First are the repairs themselves.
The second part of funding we're working on trying to keep. It's a grant that has infrastructure dollars attached to it because we need to repair and or replace some water piping underneath the current road. So, you know, we don't want to go and pave the street and then tear it up because we have to fix the infrastructure underneath. So we're trying to get that coordinated at the same time. There's a lot of moving parts to this project.
Dillingham's streets have been in various states of disrepair for over 20 years. In 1994, the Alaska Department of Transportation declared the downtown streets to be in deplorable condition. 10 years later, in 2004, the city chose to have a paving contractor repave the downtown streets. The contractor was in town on another state project. Those repairs did not reconstruct the base or replace the curb, gutter, or sidewalk. The paving subsequently wore thin and made it difficult to maintain the streets. Regarding the Dillingham Streets project, Hughes, the project manager, remains hopeful.
We keep pushing along as much as we can. We see the light at the end of the tunnel, so hopefully it'll be wrapped up here pretty soon.
In the meantime, the city council is exploring options for temporary fixes to the downtown roads. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.